There you go. All right, what do we got, Steve? Because I have no idea where we're going next. I have absolutely.
This show has come to a. It's crazy what's happening right now.
What is happening?
Tim's not picking up the phone.
So we have no Tim and we have no Ross.
Yeah, I'm coordinating with Ross right now. Hopefully we can get him right now.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah.
But it is that time of year. If you are in the hunting sector, it is that time of year where you start thinking of wandering off into the woods. A couple of things I want to throw out there. I know we've mentioned it in the past. Here we go. We've got a live feed going on.
Being able to catch.
Just keep talking until they come back.
All right, but we've got a connection now is what you're saying to me. I don't know what you're saying to me. What is it you're saying to me? Anyways, what I was going to say, if you are venturing off to the hunt camp or hiking in the wilderness of any sort, don't forget to take with you one of the great units that modern technology has given us, and that is some sort of a beacon, electronic beacon, that can keep you safe. If you get lost, it sends out signals. The most popular one is called the Spot, and you can check them all out at Radio World. All right. We got Ross going on there?
Yeah, no, it was great to watch.
I think we do, but...
But they're talking still amongst themselves. This might not work.
No, it's not going to work.
It's going to be a disaster at best, right? Yeah. But I can see him. I can now see him. I don't know whether he knows... we're on waiting for him, but I can now definitely see him. Can you imagine trying
live with Angelo? And Angelo, hi, good to see you here, all the way from Southampton, UK.
How you doing, guy?
Hey, great to see you. How's it all going over there in Canada?
Well, not bad, you know. I mean, I had about 18 minutes of airtime I had to fill there. I was doing some tap dancing, Ross.
Yeah, you're actually live on air at the moment with all of us over here as well at the moment.
So yes, we are, and we'd like to say hi to all of your audience from around the world.
You'd appreciate technical problems. That's one of those things that kind of happens. But anyway, look, you're on the show at the moment. That's really good that you're here.
Tell me.
What's going on in Canada at the moment, fishing-wise?
Well, you know, fishing-wise, I mean, a lot of people this time of year here in this area, Ross, put their equipment away and they put their boats away. Winter is just around the corner, as they say. But, you know, for hardcore anglers, this is the time of year that we wait for. It's the best fishing season of the year. Let's put it that way. Our fish are much bigger. They're more apt to be aggressive and are willing to bite a hook. And there's fewer people out there enjoying it. So it's a great time of the year to be an angler in this part of the world.
So what type of fish would you be catching this time of the year over in Canada?
All of our predator fish are still open for the most part. I mean, there are segments of the zones that might be closed, but for the most part, everything is open, and it's predominantly predator fish. But hey, a couple of friends of ours went out carp fishing last week, and the report is really good. A lot of carp are being caught this time of year as well.
Well, that's really good. I mean, you know, I know that we've spoken in the past about carp fishing in Canada, and there's some fantastic places there, great carp. But the issue you've got at the moment is you've only got one rod allowed. What's happening with that?
Well, I was hoping to have positive, really positive news for you today, but I've got some sort of positive news for you today. Our current Ontario government, the Honorable John Jakubowski, the Minister of Natural Resources, put out what people do here. I don't know how it works in England, but if there is a topic of controversy, especially when it applies to making some rule or regulation changes, it's put before the voting public on a forum, in this case on the internet, and they get their chance to weigh in on it to say yay or nay. Well, this two-rod carp thing has made it to that point, and in July of this year, the forum was open. It is going extremely well. There's a lot more positive comments and people saying, yeah, what are you waiting for? So speaking to John Jakubowski recently on this matter, he's very confident that before the year's end, it will be done. However, having said that, you have got an open invitation to come and hold a world event here anytime you want. And at very worst, they will give you an exemption to have two rods for your event. At worst.
Well, that in itself is really interesting, and I really look forward to following up with that with you later on. I mean, as you know, we've got lots of exciting things going on in North America at the moment, both in America, and of course, having been to Canada myself, I've seen some great facilities there, great fishing, and what a fantastic place. So yeah, I mean, that's never say never. We're certainly keen to look at pushing the boundaries, as indeed we're trying to today with the technology here in the studio.
Tell me quickly about what you're doing. This is insane. I have a hard time doing 2 hours live every Saturday. You're doing what, 9 hours today?
Well, what we've actually got, I mean, you're in Canada, we've got people in, we've been in Finland, we've been in Germany, we've been in the Netherlands today, we've been in Morocco, black bass fishing, we're going to be going to Russia and a few other places as well around the world during the course of this particular show. But it's actually, it's uniting the world of angling in a way that really hasn't been done in this sort of way before. Highlighting all the different kind of cool things that are going on. So, yeah, exciting times.
If anybody is going to unite the world of angling, it's going to be Ross Honey, and I think you've done it here today. We've made a little bit of history, my friend. I've got to run. We've got a quick break to take, but always a pleasure to talk to you, and I look forward to having our very first World Cup in the carp industry here in this country, and hopefully I'll be standing right next to you when we unveil that little surprise.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to following up with you on that. There's exciting times ahead, but for those of you that are watching, watch this space.
Thanks, Ross. We got to take a quick break. More journal after this. Let you dare go away.